I kept feeling that Timothy was holding something back from me. It was the tone of his voice. I'd heard my father talk that way a few times. Once, when he didn't want to tell me my grandfather was about to die. Another time was when a car ran over my dog in Virginia. Of course, both times happened when I was younger. Now, my father was always honest with me, I thought, because he said that in the end, that was better. I wished Timothy would be honest with me. Instead, he got up to take a walk around the quay, saying he'd be back in a few minutes. Then Stewcat wandered away. I called to him, but he seemed to be exploring too. Realizing that I was alone on the beach, I became frightened. I knew how helpless I was without Timothy. First, I began calling for Stewcat, but when he didn't return, I began shouting for Timothy. There was no answer. I wondered if he'd fallen down and was hurt. I began to crawl along the beach and ran head-on into a clump of low-hanging brush. I sat down again, batting at gnats that were buzzing around my face. Something brushed against my arm, and I yelled out in terror. But I heard a meow and knew it was only Stewcat. I reached for him and held him tight until I heard brush crackling and sang out, "Timothy?" "Yes, young boss," he called back from quite a distance. When he was closer, I said harshly, "Never leave me again. Don't you ever leave me again." He laughed. "There is nothing to fear here. I walked round the old island and there is nothing but sea grape, sand, a few little lizard and those palm tree." I repeated, "Never leave me alone, Timothy." "All right, young boss. I promise," he said. He must have been looking all around, for he said, "No water here, but 'tis no problem."